Today on the Morning Moose Show, I haven't done something in my pants for years, but I did it this weekend.
You had a literal crappy weekend.
Yeah, not worse than my daughter throwing up, but...
And we all know somebody who is a terrible, terrible Parker, especially if they drive a smart car. You heathens!
I can do whatever I want in this little thing.
Beep, beep! Enjoy your Moose Tracks.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
Who's the bad Parker?
Or bad at parking, since y'all take things literally and have tagged your friend's name Parker in this Facebook post.
Hey, what's up, Trey? Trey Parker, they're talking about you, bro.
Even though I do appreciate your creativity, but, you know, shut up every once in a while.
What's the, who's the bad person who's bad at parking?
Libby said, I suck at parallel parking, but I drive all right for the most part. And Lauren said her husband. He is apparently a very nervous driver, especially in larger cities. Oh, that's one of my big fears, is having to parallel park in like Chicago or something.
Oh, really?
With a line of people behind you, and you're like, and there's beads of sweat flowing down your face. And you're
That's when you take your head to the space of, I'm actually in Des Moines.
And I feel like there would be people booing at me, you know, and the whole city of Chicago hates me.
That's when you turn up your music really loud so you can't hear any honking or yelling. Come on, bitch! I'm all out of love! I'm so lost without you! Can't hear you.
Can't parallel park today. Yeah. Brittany said, my mom plays Pac-Man with her car on the yellow lines. She said her brother has the attention span of a gnat. Who gave him his license anyway? That's funny.
Tabitha says, so awkward. It's me.
As long as you know. My thing is, if you don't know a terrible Parker, it's you. You are the one who's bad at parking.
You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
The parking problems. You know somebody who's bad at parking. Who are they? Lay them out for us. Identify them.
Catholic Meg's bad parker.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. There was one day she parallel parked, and you wouldn't even call it that. You would just call it, she parked in the middle of a lane on a street. And I was like, Meg, did you want to reverse it? She's like, we'll only be inside for like 3 minutes. It's fine. So you have all these cars that are behind her car because they think someone's in there. It was so bad. That was so embarrassing to have to get back in the car with her after she parked like that. It was so bad.
Yeah. Was it like, are there people like park it cockeyed in the spot?
Yep.
Or they park it too close to the line? And I guess you can make the argument like, well, technically I'm in the space. And yeah, you are. But God help you if somebody else next to you parks close to that line as well. Then you're both screwed.
Yeah, you're in the space, but I still hate you.
You ever do that? You ever park and it's not that you park too close to the line, but somebody else parked too close to the line next to you. And it's literally like, okay, I'm going to have to climb out through the passenger side. Do you ever want to just take your door and just slam it into theirs?
If someone parks very close to the line, like their driver's side is close to the line, I will then park very close to that line as well because that's my passenger side. So when they come out and they have to maneuver themselves and put some butter on them to squeeze through there, I'm like, well, that's your fault.
But they'll probably ding your car, right?
Not if I ding theirs first.
244-1033. Who's that bad Parker? Who's this? Where you come from?
It's Matt Iron.
Hey, Matt.
Iron Will.
What's up, buddy?
Doing good. Growing up in Iowa all my life, I knew I couldn't afford a car. So driving, I always looked at it as, oh, I'm just going to do something stupid. I'm going to get in a car. It's probably going to be stolen. I'm going to get in trouble. So I just avoided the whole thing.
Wait, I like how your initial reaction to getting a car is that it would probably be stolen.
My friends are a little eclectic back then.
That's fair.
So I moved out to Colorado for a little bit when I was about 20, 21. And that's where I got my license. Now, driving around Knoxville up to being 21 is a lot different than driving in downtown Boulder to get your permit.
Why is that?
To get, like, your license. Like, right by the college.
Hmm.
And we don't have buses in Knoxville like they do in Boulder.
Oh, sure.
So I turned into what I thought was a turning lane on the right side. but it was not the turning lane, and it was for the buses to pull into.
Bus!
Oh, no.
And just so you guys know, if you're in that lane and a bus is coming, they don't stop.
Oh, no.
They probably
they
revel.
They don't give no shit that you're in their spot.
Yeah.
Bus was like, beep, beep, mother effer.
Yeah. You decided this fate, not me.
Yeah. They scared the shit out of me. Sorry, you guys, for the cursing.
That's
but
right.
The instructor was like, what are you doing? You got to go now. And I'm like, why? And as I look behind me, the bus is not stopping. And I pull into a one-way going the wrong way.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And the instructor is like, just get out of the car. You're done. You fail.
Wow.
And I was just like, okay. And then I went back 2 weeks later, and he gave me my driver's license.
Okay. Well, that's how you learn.
You know, the bus driver was like, yes! Yes!
I finally did it, hit somebody.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
Also, I pooped my pants this weekend.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't tell me that.
I know.
Okay, well, feel free to share.
Well, it was so weird. It was like a never trust a fart situation.
Oh, no, not the fart.
It's just like a little pop fart, and then apparently behind it was some people trying to smuggle their way in.
Some gurgling going on.
It was like a warm, wet feeling after that. I was like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Were you at home?
Yeah, I was at home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not like I was out in the
Costco.
Middle of... Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be bad.
Good thing they got all that toilet paper.
Nah, I was at home. It was like a little pop. I was like, oh, that feels different. I told Jody, like, the rest of the week, I was like, poop my pants this weekend.
She's like, I know.
I know.
I haven't done that in years. I don't think I've even pooped my pants when I was drunk.
It's always, always a good time for... pants pooping.
Well, then, of course, you're worried about, like, am I sick now?
It's got to cut you down to size.
Yeah.
Life's going real well, and all of a sudden you fart, and it's like, ah.
You know, sometimes you fart, and then, like, you feel a little bit, but there's nothing in your clothes. You're like, oh, okay, well, that just, you know. But this one was not that.
No.
No. There's
this
a little,
wasn't that.
There's a little escapee in there.
Sure.
So I had to throw the underwear away.
Well, yeah.
Jody's like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to go get the hose and spray. He's like, just throw them away.
Well, yeah, I don't get the hose. If you have to get the hose, throw the whole thing away.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that.
Throw it away!
It was just a little bit there.
Throw
you know?
It away. It's done. It's canceled.
She's like, it's probably got holes in it anyway. I'm like, yeah, okay. But cheap miser me, I'm like, well, I can salvage these.
I'll just cut it where the poop's staying in. Yeah. Just sew it, patch it up, sell it on eBay.
Just sew in a post-it note there where I cut out the hole. That should be fine.
Let me get my Gorilla Glue. Hold on. Well, that sounds disgusting and awful and very fluidy.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
These two people in a car were like, they had a standoff for a parking spot.
For 2 hours, not a standoff. It was a park-off.
Did they park in their vehicles, parked them in a way that they were standing off, and then they left and went to their stores or wherever they went to go shop?
What happened is there's one spot. So let's pretend, you know, there's one spot on a two-way street, and so there's a person coming toward it, you know, coming one way, and a person coming the other way, and, or no, it's like a one-way street, and one person is ahead of the parking space, another one's behind it, so the one behind it's trying to turn in, the one ahead of it's trying to back up, and neither one is budging. The one who's behind the parking space is like, well, I'm not going to pull around and let these people take it. And the one who's parked ahead of it's like, well, I'm not just going to drive off so this person can swoop in and take it. So they sat there for 2 hours. No one got out of their car. No one said anything. They just sat there in complete petty silence. And Scott, the guy who actually won Bougie Beats, is the one who sent us this story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was like, how petty is this? And I was like, oh, that's a solid 8 at least, Scott. We all know someone who is bad at parking.
You ever had a parking spot snaked from you?
Yes.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, I get so pissed.
I know, and I'm glad it hasn't, because I would probably be, you know, Hulk rage.
Yeah.
In that instance. I guess it depends on where I'm at, what I'm where I'm going.
The Hy-Vee 4th and Court downtown, because it's got two entrances from either side, so you'll see a spot, and then there, you gotta like wait for some car, and then someone else will come in from the other side, and they see it. They don't have to wait, so they'll just sneak in and get it, and you're like, oh, I have to park 5 feet further away now. The inconvenience! My little legs that work totally fine!
Oh, my calf muscles. 244-1033, what's the bad parker in your life, the person who's bad at parking? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Dakota from Eagle Grove.
Hey, Dakota.
Dakota. What's up, buddy?
I'm a driver. I'm bad at, I'm not like the greatest at parking, but I tend to find myself parking like on the line a lot.
Well, do you back up and correct yourself, or you're like, oh, I'm just going to go into Kohl's for a few quick things?
Yeah, unless there's a lot of people watching, because I'm embarrassed. I got, like, one of those really smart cars. It's, like, a size up than one of those little smart cars.
Yeah.
So I park kind of wherever I want, because I'm small, and that just makes people more mad. And I'm one of those guys that parks, like, clear up to the line. So if you're driving, you're like, ooh, there's a spot, and then my car's there, and you're like, dang it.
Oh, sure, sure.
One of those guys. But and it's happened to me quite a bit, because I'm like, oh, check it out, there's a spot, and then I'm like,
it's
dang
a,
it.
Damn it, it's a fellow tiny car driver.
Right?
Yeah, just park right behind him. You can share the spot.
Yeah, almost.
Truthfully, I tried that once, and it worked, and I'm like, I better not.
Wow. Yeah, because you'd be pinning them in.
Right. Like, so if it happened to me, I'd just be like, that's hilarious, I'm going to Snapchat this.
Yeah.
But, no, I got to admit, I'm one of those drivers. I'm sorry for everyone. But
You probably because you got such a tiny-ass car, you feel like, I could swing it anywhere into this spot, and I'll be, you know, yards of space on either side.
Right.
Right.
It's that false sense of security slash space, I guess.
Pretty much. And I love parking by the bigger trucks. It's just, for me, it's comical, and they're probably like, what the hell is this?
Like, what is this clown car?
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like, they could, like, step on my car to get into their truck.
Meanwhile, your car's like, hey, how's it going? I'm here.
And I'm right here, too.
Moose tracks. Moose tracks. Moose tracks. Moose tracks. Moose tracks.